The stripping of the altars. As soon as Vespers are over, the celebrant returns to the sanctuary, assisted by the deacon and subdeacon. He goes to the altar and takes off the cloths and ornaments. This ceremony signifies the suspension of the holy sacrifice. The altar should be left in this denuded state until the daily offering can be again presented to the Divine Majesty. That is, when the spouse of the Holy Church shall arise from the grave, the conqueror of death. He is now in the hands of his enemies, the Jews, who are about to strip him of his garments, just as we strip the altar. He is to be exposed naked to the insults of the rabble. And for this reason, the psalm selected to be recited during this mournful ceremony is the 21st, wherein the Messiah speaks of the Roman soldiers dividing his garments among them. Antiphon. They parted my garments among them, and upon my vesture they cast lots. Psalm 21. O God, my God, look upon me. Why hast thou forsaken me? Far from my salvation are the words of my sins. O my God, I shall cry by day, and thou wilt not hear, and by night, and it shall not be reputed as folly in me. But thou dwellest in the holy place, the praise of Israel. In thee have our fathers hoped. They have hoped, and thou hast delivered them. They cried to thee, and they were saved. They trusted in thee, and were not confounded. But I am a worm and no man, the reproach of men, and the outcast of the people. All they that saw me have laughed me to scorn. They have spoken with the lips and wagged the head. He hoped in the Lord, let him deliver him. Let him save him, seeing he delighted in him. For thou art he that hast drawn me out of the womb, my hope from the breasts of my mother. I was cast upon thee from the womb. From my mother's womb thou art my God. Depart not from me. For tribulation is very near, for there is none to help me. Many calves have surrounded me. Fat bulls have besieged me. They have opened their mouths against me, as a lion ravening and roaring. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are scattered. My heart is become like wax, melting in the midst of my bowels. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue hath cleaven to my jaws, and thou hast brought me down into the dust of death. For many dogs have encompassed me, the counsel of the malignant hath besieged me. They have dug my hands and feet, they have numbered all my bones. And they have looked and stared upon me. They parted my garments among them, and upon my vesture they cast lots. But thou, O Lord, remove not thy help to a distance from me. Look towards my defense. Deliver, O God, my soul from the sword, my only one from the hand of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth, and my lowness from the horns of the unicorns. I will declare thy name to my brethren. In the midst of the church will I praise thee. Ye that fear the Lord, praise him. All ye the seed of Jacob, glorify him. Let all the seed of Israel fear him, because he hath not slighted nor despised the supplication of the poor man. Neither hath he turned away his face from me, and when I cried to him, he heard me. With thee is my praise in the great church. I will pay vows in the sight of them that fear him. The poor shall eat and shall be filled, and they shall praise the Lord that seek him. Their hearts shall live forever and ever. All the ends of the earth shall remember, and shall be converted to the Lord. And all the kindreds of the Gentiles shall adore in his sight. For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he shall have dominion over the nations. All the fat ones of the earth have eaten and have adored. All they that go down to the earth shall fall before him. And to him my soul shall live, and my seed shall serve him. there shall be declared to the Lord a generation to come, and the heavens shall show forth his justice to a people that shall be born, which the Lord hath made. They parted my garments among them, and upon my vesture they cast lots. After having stripped the high altar, the celebrant takes off the cloths from the other altars that are in the church. An air of desolation pervades the temple of God. The very tabernacle has lost its divine guest. The ciborium, in which the Blessed Sacrament is reserved for viaticum, has been taken to the place where reposes the chalice containing the body of our Lord. The majesty of our God has withdrawn to that mysterious sanctuary into which we enter not, but with silence and compunction. It was the custom in some churches for the priest to wash the altars in the afternoon with wine and water, which he sprinkled upon them with a branch of hyssop. This ceremony, which has now ceased to be observed in almost every church excepting St. Peter's in Rome, was intended as a homage offered to our blessed Lord in return for the humility wherewith he deigned to wash the feet of his disciples. We find it so explained by St. Isidore of Seville, footnote, De Ecclesiasticis Officiis, Book 1, Chapter 28, and St. Eligius, Bishop of Noyon, footnote, Homily 8, De Cena Domini.